this many times.
Blog Talk Radio.
But only under the instructions of God. And so in a few minutes, we're going to lay hands on every single person in here if you want us to. You'll have to. And we're going to put an anointing on
you. I'm a part of the fellowship of the unknown.
Go forward from here. No more depression. No more discouragement. No more lack of hope. No more suicide. No more, not everybody. Nobody, no more cutting yourself. No more drugging yourself. No more medicating yourself. No more drinking yourself, you know, for medication. No more, no more, no more hopelessness. No more anxiety. This anointing tonight by the laying on of hands is going to relieve you of that activity. And if that could be human, mental, but if a demonic force has attached itself to that, now you got double trouble, because now you're not only you're not only dealing with yourself and your mind and your thoughts and your soul, amen, but now you have this demonic activity. I'm telling you that the Lord is telling you that tonight we're going to lay hands on you, we're going to anoint you, and this thing is going to start to be healed in you, and the demonic forces are going to be broken. Clap real good. Clap real good. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to receive an offering tonight. You know, you've been so good to us. I mean, we met the budget on the first night, you know, and wow, new way. You've just been such powerful hosts. I know a lot of preachers and teachers, pastors, they would love to host these meetings. But a lot of them, they won't give me the liberty like your pastor does or my team. We understand. We're on your turf. We're taking some of your chairs. We're fighting for your own parking spaces. This is your church. We get that. We love you. I'm a church guy. This is one of my churches. I'm a member here, and I'm an honor member of the ministry team here. And so I love this church. I want to thank you tonight. My whole team wants to thank you that you had the spirit of cooperation, and you've helped us. And you've helped us financially. Amen. I really appreciate all of you business partners and friends that come from afar, preachers, churches, ministries that have come and gone all week. They put a lot of money in the offering to help us meet the budget, but also other things. And I told the Lord earlier, I don't think we need an offering tonight. You know, we met the budget, went over it, you know, et cetera. And the Lord said, no, I want you to take a equipment offering. Okay, an equipment offering. So if you just listen to me a minute, we'll do that if you want to give some more. And don't put your tithe in here unless you belong to me. The tithe belongs here for Sunday morning, so we're not doing that. Don't even let the Lord find that in my books. But we have a couple of things we're doing that are crucial. It's actually kind of urgent. I want to tell you about it. Then you can feel whether or not I'm not giving anything. I don't care. I'm giving this. I'm going to get down that. We have two major pieces of equipment. Actually, we have three sectors. One is television. You say TV, I almost want to go into fasting and prayer. Yeah, we're having to replace TV equipment in order to reach the masses. You know, you don't have to reach the masses, but if you want to reach the masses, you got to have what it takes to reach the masses. Dr. Sumrall used to say to us, his kids, he'd say, if you want to reach a few people, you just need a few dollars. If you want to reach more people, you're going to need more money. If you want to reach a boatload of people, he'd say, you're going to have a boatload of money. Now, the gospel's free because Jesus bought and paid for it. Billy Graham told us this once, that gospel's free to all men who breathe, but it is one of the most expensive operations to get that gospel around the world. Man, we have a bus out here. Maybe you've been seeing it as you come and go. We use it for a lot of things. The biggest event we use it for is young people. Say young people. Say invasion. That's the name of our youth conference. And that's coming up, by the way. And We do it every year. It's the biggest thing we do. It's the most expensive thing we do for conferences. But no exaggeration, hundreds of teenagers and young adults are coming to that conference. And this is the truth. Not everywhere, but almost everywhere I go, people come up. Somebody comes up and says, Dr. Barclay, we just want you to know that her and I, we met at Invasion, and we end up getting married, and we're serving God. I just want you to know, Dr. Barclay, that Josh called for call for kids on drugs. I was on drugs. I got totally delivered. I haven't been on drugs since. Everywhere I go, I'll say, hey, man, how are you doing? I'm an usher in the house of God. And I was a bad case till I went to Invasion Youth Conference. And then I met God there. And now I'm ushering. I'm living for God. This is all church work, but I'm just telling you. Josh uses the bus in order to go out into other places, other churches, and hold like many youth meetings. And then many times he'll teach on the ministry of health because he was birthed in it. And we strengthen our churches. It's a very, very valuable tool. We need two things on the bus. I'm just telling you what we're believing for. And again, there's no pull. I don't do that. If you want to jump on something, I'd appreciate it. But you already gave a lot of money this week, and I love you. And I didn't come here just to get you money. But sometimes people want to sow and help. So the number one thing we need on the bus that's the most urgent is we have to put new tires on the bus. To put new tires on the bus is $5,000+ in order to put new shoes on it. But it's got to be safe. They drove it down here. We're about to load it. And when we're done here and we set the church up, they'll load that bus with stuff and people, and they'll take off tonight and they'll drive nonstop to Michigan so they can reset up again, either in their churches or in our church. And then we'll do it again. Then we do it again. So we got to have that. The other thing on the bus, if you're interested, we didn't have quite enough money to pay off, to buy the bus cash. So we still owe about $100,000. That's pretty good when you consider what a bus costs. Maybe you don't know what these kind of buses cost, but they can be into the millions. And so we're very blessed that it is only what it is. Thank God. But if you have a heart for young people, and you want to help us tonight, we're going to receive an equipment offering. And so if you want your offering to go towards the bus, then you write bus on your envelope. And that's where it'll go. We need help on that. I'd like to get that totally paid off, wouldn't you? So that we can just go, man, go. And we got to put the tires on it. Maybe somebody feels impressed to put it on a card or help us. But the other thing we have going that's crucial is our aircraft, our ministry aircraft. I know from flying airplanes, well, I don't fly, but, our ministry has had an airplane since 1982. It's very, 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 very expensive. If you think for a second that having an aircraft as a tool is a luxury item, you don't even have an idea what you're talking about. It's one of the greatest tools available to any church, especially traveling, okay? Last week, we were in 3 states in 1 day, preached in the morning, had a meeting at midday, preached that night, got on the jet and flew home so we could repeat the practice tomorrow, the next day. Try to do that on commercial. Try to go to one town on commercial and still have your underwear. Offense if you work for the airlines, we don't blame you. It's that your system is horribly broken, and God bless all of you that have to fly on that, because you have to. I mean, if you don't have an aircraft, what do? You're called, you can't stay home, so you just got to muster up, we'll say. So the aircraft, this weekend past, I preached in one church down here. I flew down here from Michigan. Then we preached in one church Saturday night. We scrambled over and did a Sunday morning service. We were in Naples, then Orlando. And then we came here. We were in Fort Myers as well. So Naples, Fort Myers, Orlando, and then flew in here. to do the conference this week. We'll fly home tonight. The minute we can pack up and the Lord says go, we'll go out tonight. We'll fly home. And the reason we will is so we can hit it hard again tomorrow. I get to be in the home church Sunday. That doesn't happen too often. And then, praise God. Now, what I need help with on the aircraft is we have this motto at MBM. We fly and not die. I've lost 10 friends to airplane crashes. All of them could have been avoided. None of them should have happened. 7 of the 10 had to do with airplane maintenance. You see, when you have a flat tire in your car, you can roll to the curb. If you have a major event in the air, curbs are a long ways away and really want to be avoided. So we fix everything on the aircraft. Right now, when they drop me off in the middle of the night tonight, the pilots will shuttle the aircraft down to a maintenance center, and we have to go through certain parts of a maintenance. Think about this. You think you're believing for a new lawnmower or something? I got to have $150,000 to fix this airplane to make it safe, or we're grounded. We did a study. I know you kind of stuck some air on that. We did this study the other day. We've done it many times. If we don't have the aircraft functioning, we will prune 65% to 67% of all of our ministry activity. Everywhere I go, every church I preach in, every pastor like this one that I stand with and help, everybody in trouble because you can't go. See, when you go commercial, you got to go on their timetable. You go where they go first. I live in Michigan. You always go somewhere first before you can start to go anywhere. You might be able to go direct somewhere out of Detroit. So I just wanted to say those few things. I'm going to ask you tonight to help with a equipment offering. If you want it to, again, if you want it to go to the bus tires, just write that on there. If you want to help us with the bus, just write bus. If you want to help me get that airplane in and out of maintenance so we can keep moving, I don't say much about this, but I'm going to tonight. I'm the guy that preached at least 6 days a week, sometimes twice a day, for 35 years. And I refuse now to settle down, retire, back off, or not be where I'm going because I have an equipment issue. Say, that's not going to happen. Now, it's like, can I tell you just one story, or are you bored with me already? It's good. This is a Sunday morning I'm going to tell you about. I'm on the way to our church. I happen to be home at the home church. I'm on my way to church. I got off the freeway exit at our ramp, and I just turned onto our road, and the Lord said, I want you to call this preacher right now, and you command him not to quit. Oh, okay. I didn't have his number. I don't know him that well. So I had to go through the office and get me his number. So I called him. I said, the Lord said that you're not to resign. Got real quiet in the phone. He goes, what? I said, I'll tell you what, man, I don't know you that well, but the Lord just said for me to not preach at my home church and head for the jet and get over to see you. I'll be there in about 2 hours from right now. You meet me at the airport. Do you understand? Well, is this really Dr. Barclay? This is him. You be at the airport, buddy. So I scrambled the pilots, fueled the jet, and took off. And by the time we did all that and landed, you know, it was just under 2 hours. He wasn't at the airport. So I called him in his office. I said, where are you at? He goes, I'm at the church building. You were supposed to be at the airport. He goes, oh, my God, are you serious? I said, I'm sitting here waiting on you. And he come and got me. It's now, you know, like noontime. I said, Pastor, I'm going to take you. What's the best restaurant in town? He told me. I said, let's go there. I'm going to buy you the best meal you and your wife had in a long time, and I'm going to talk to you. And when I'm done, you're not going to resign. You know, okay, Dr. Barclay. But so we went to this restaurant, pretty nice one, actually. And we sat down, we order, and he brings on a piece of paper. And he said, I was going to the pulpit this morning to resign my ministry and not be the pastor here anymore. I said, this morning? He said, yeah, here's a piece of paper. I was going to get up, read it, tell everybody I love him, and I'm out of here. It's been too hard. These people are tough. They don't really want me, I don't think. And my wife and I are like broken down, almost depressed. We're not going to do it anymore, Don. I said, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth to rise up like a man of God, like a woman of God, and you will not quit. I'm yelling now in the restaurant. These sinners don't care if they yell and cuss in front of you. And what do I care if we have church in the restaurant? I don't care. I said, and furthermore, I'll tell you what. I'm just going to anoint you with oil right now and reestablish you as a pastor in this city. So I got my little oil up. I got up. This kind of even blew me away. I got up, and when I did, they, pastor, got out of their chair and knelt down in the restaurant. And I anointed them with oil. I cast out every demon, including nephews and nieces of demons, and said, you will rise and preach. And, you know, I got caught up in it. And I noticed it is dead quiet. You don't even hear forks and plates. And I looked down, and I'm kneeling over them. I'm slopping oil on them. I'm binding the devil. I'm anointing them. And it's dead quiet. Everybody quit doing everything. And as I got up, I was going to help get up. People start coming over. And they said, Pastor, we've talked about you in our city. Please don't leave us. You stay and work. We'll shut up. We're not good people here in this town. Someone else came over and hugged on the missus and said, you know, we used to go to your church. And the truth is, we not only left, we never left because we're still cursing you and cussing about you and spitting about you. And if you could just forgive us. Wow. I'm not exaggerating. There's probably 10 different people, maybe more, that we're still kneeled. They're still knelt in the restaurant. And everybody's just stopped. Everybody's watching. People coming up, hugging. You know, it's sloppy. They were crying. Mascara was being relocated. You know, it's just like, wow. You know, it's something else, you know. And finally, the whole restaurant, it's loaded, it's Sunday. Very famous restaurant. They all started clapping and started standing up and gave this pastor and his wife a standing ovation. And that you can clap. That's pretty powerful. That's pretty powerful. And we had lunch, and I said, now, I know we don't know each other very well, but I'm going to tell you, Pastor, it cost me a lot of money, me and my partners, to come here. Don't make me come here again. I don't ever want to hear you quitting again. Do you understand? Sure, Dr. Barclay. And you know they didn't quit. They went back to work. No exaggeration. The church was running about 100 people. In 90 days, it was 300. In 6 months, it was about 700. And they paid off their building. And then they built on this most beautiful atrium addition to their building. And today, that church is flat out going and blowing, winning the city. They have outreaches to the druggies, the gangs. It's something to see. Now, what if I wouldn't have had an aircraft? What if I wouldn't have got there? That's my point. So we don't just use it like a tool to go preach. We do that. I explained that. And I always take a little extra time on the airplane because most people, honestly, they have no idea why a preacher would have an airplane. They would run to the fence and take a picture of the Playboy jet, the beer jet, the wino jet. Oh man, look at that jet. Woo, look at that movie star, that ball player. Look at his limo. The man of God pulls up and it's like, what's he doing with an airplane? So just to help everybody, I put great big cross right on the side of this jet. You cannot miss it. Even in the air, even when we're flying, other planes say, nice cross on that jet. Godspeed. But it's the heathen I'm after. So we'll land that jet and pull up. And people will come up and say, what's that cross mean? It means I'm going to heaven. How are you doing? How are you doing? That's what it means. It belongs to Jesus Christ. So I'm going to take this offering now. I don't know. I just got talking to you, I guess. I do that here because you're really my family. Vicki and I and my family, we feel so at home here. Your family, your first family takes us in. But I hope you do because this is how we feel about you. Now, if you don't feel good about us, shut your mouth. Amen. Ushers, help me. So you can just give in the offering. Same with everybody streaming and what digital. You can just give something, whatever you want. You could designate it to the tire project, over $5,000. We're going to do it right away. You could designate it to help me and Josh pay off that bus so there's no lien on it. You could do it to help me right now. The aircraft's going in the minute we get home, you know, like the next day. And then it could be down up to 6 weeks. And that means things are going to get really thick. So whatever you can do to help me out, thank you. Thank you again for being so faithful to give all week long. Wow. Hasn't God been good to us this week? We were talking in the back with some of the preachers. What was our favorite service? What was our favorite one? Because if you think about the different topics that God covered this week, heavy duty. It wasn't just one theme. God did some good work. And I hope you were blessed. And I hope if we get to do this again, if you're open to it, I hope that you don't run for your life. Instead, you say, let's do that, Pastor. Let's do that. Let's do that. Amen. I'll give you a minute. I saw you. I'll give you a minute. Praise God, and we'll receive this offering. Take your time. Pray. Ask God what you're to do. If anything, give. Same with the internet. Mark Martin, come, if you will, and get ready. I'm going to have you minister while we receive this in just a moment. Thank God. I love this guy. I love his anointing. I love what happens in the house when he ministers. Praise God. I'm just going to be quiet a minute. You pray and keep getting ready.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God.
Now, Lord, there's no preacher here or hear my voice. There's not a ministry or a church or missionary that doesn't need equipment or equipment upgraded or equipment fixed. There's not one marketplace minister. Some people call them businessmen and women. There's not one that probably doesn't need more equipment, upgrade their equipment, repair their equipment, their facilities. We all need this. There's homes. There's great believers here. They need things at home. Equipment's everything. And I thank you. I've received this seed. Whatever they decide to sow, it's not my bus. Jesus, it's yours. It's not my airplane. It's yours. My name's, we don't own that. You own that. And as they sow into equipment to help me, I pray, I ask you right now in Jesus' name that you would bless them with the equipment, whatever it is, repair, upgrade, vehicles, buildings, computers, whatever it is, so that we can all do the work that you called for us to do. Everybody say, in Jesus' name. Stand together. If you're giving, bring it forward, and then we'll have Mark Martin sing, and then we're going to lay hands on you tonight if you choose to want to be anointed. Praise God. Thank you so much for helping us. Thank you. I call you blessed and full. I call your equipment blessed. I call your equipment blessed. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, I love the Holy Spirit.
Oh, we love you, Lord. We give you praise. We're running after
praise
you, God. Jesus.
Praise God. Once you give, prepare yourself to receive the anointing of God on your life fresh. That's what we're doing next.
Your arms open wide, in a place we can hide. You are our heart's desire. You are never ending, joy. Your never ending peace. You're the one we want. You're the one we need. You're our heart's desire. But in you we can find, you're the place we hide our hearts. Is it and the honor. rise in worship. We lift your holy name, for you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you.
You tell him.
You are great, God. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. You've been with us all week long. We love you for it. Now listen, if you're in the fivefold ministry, wave at me. Let me see how many we have. Come up here, if you will. Husband, wife, fivefold. Make me two lines. We're going to have people just go through us, lay hands on them. So some face the congregation, some face the altar. And everyone else, listen to me just a minute. There's a law. Say law.
Law.
You know, like, not like the law of Moses, like the law of gravity, et cetera. The law of lift, thrust. There's a law. It's called contact and transmission. Say it. Contact and transmission. And God uses a point of contact. A point of contact. It could be anointing oil where it's put on you. Could be a blessed cloth, like in the book of Acts. Could be the laying on of hands. A point of contact. And when that happens, come up here, Dakota. When that happens, when we lay hands on you tonight, contact. Contact. And it is the will of God that through the vessel, the anointing flows and is transmitted, the law of contact and transmission. Now, the anointing will go on you, but it'll go in you. If I was you, I'd believe for both. I would. And as you work your way to come through the line, we're just going to put a hand on you. All of us, every one of us. And there's a lot of years of ministry represented right here. I know a lot of ministers went home already. You know, they get ready for their Sunday thing. But praise God. And so we're going to lay hands on you. Praise the Lord. And we're going to ask God to transmit the anointing onto your life. Because you're going to need it more than ever before. You really are. Praise God. Now lift your hands to him one more time. And get ready. That's what I mean. Prepare yourself. I had Mark sing, so you and I have a minute just to prepare ourselves. To get ready to receive in this anointing. Amen. Praise God. Come up here, both of you, and help me right here. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Mike and Cheryl, you come up here and help me. Praise God. Now, it's really simple, guys. the instructions. But if we do it, you're going to, I think we might have done this in this church before, in a conference before, right? So we know what to do. What, we starting on this end, Josh? Sure. So it's really simple. You're going to get in the line, and as you, I'll use Dakota because he's tall. As you walk through, I don't know why this is, but you can't stop. You got, no matter what, keep your feet moving. Preachers, don't stop them. You bless them as they walk by, and somehow that, you know, and we're going to anoint you. Now, you do not have to participate in this, but if you want to, then it's open, and may the anointing of God. All you preachers, put your hand out like this. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus. Use our hands to lay hands on these great believers for the transmission of the anointing of God like never before in and on their life, that they will have this anointing to live by, walk by. They will overcome darkness. They will do the work of God, and they will be a great witness, and they will overcome anxiety, depression, frustration in the name of Jesus, all fear, all sickness, all disease, and everything else that's messing with their life. Now come. In the name of Jesus. All right, we're going to start over here. And I declare over you that you are receiving this anointing, and it's going to go home with you, and it's never, ever going to leave your life. So come on right here. Praise God. Let's do it.
For all of you that are joining me here through the Community of Faith platforms, I want to encourage you to receive this anointing. And you might say, well, Pastor, how am I going to do that? You're going to receive this anointing by just saying it and putting your hands out, saying, I receive it, being in a time of a thought of prayer, and just receive. Just say it with your lips. I receive this anointing that is here. And no different than that anointing came in the room when Mark was singing is the anointing of these great men and women of God for you. So just lift your hand.
Every battle you've already won, we've already won. There is no weapon that has ever left a mark on me. There is no army with the power to conquer truth. You've always been with us. Every battle you've already won, we've already won. Show me one thing you can see. Show me a mountain in heaven. He's the God of the places. Anything is possible. Show me what things to us. Show me what I can care for. He's the God of the places. Anything is possible. There is a kingdom expanding at the speed of light. And in this kingdom, everything is bound to rise. Oh God, our Redeemer, He is faithful to revive. He will revive. Show me what thing he can't do. Show me a mountain he can't do. He's the God of the breakthrough, and anything is possible. Show me what thing he can do. Show me what he can't do. He's the God of the breakthrough, and anything is possible. It's possible.
of my fear, I'm gonna turn into praise. Shake off despair as I sing out your name. A victory dance, I'm gonna dance out of faith. I will crush disappointment and break every chain.
Come on.
All of my fear, I will turn into praise. Shake off despair as I sing out your name. A victory dance, I'm gonna dance out of faith. I will crush disappointment and break every chain. Oh, all of my fear, I'm gonna turn into praise. Shake off despair and sing out the name. Victory dance, I will dance out of faith. I will crush disappointment. All my fear, I turn to praise. All of my fear, I'm turning to praise. Shake off despair and shout out your name. A victory dance, I will dance out in faith. I will crush disappointment. Show me what we can do. Show me about anything. He's the God of the breakthrough. Everything is possible. Show me one thing that's too hard. Show me what else he cares for. He's the God of the breakthrough, and everything is possible. Show me one thing that's too hard. Show me what else he cares for. He's the God of the breakthrough, and everything is possible. I'll sing because you are good, and I'll dance because you are good. I'm gonna shout because you are good. You are good to me. And I'll sing because you are good. I'm gonna dance because you are good. I'm gonna shout because you are good. You are good. Good to me. Scream it out. I want to scream it out from every mouth you've got. Your goodness comes on by. Your goodness never stops. Your mercy follows me. Your kindness fills my life. Your love amazes me. You are good, I'm gonna dance because you are good, and I shout because you are good. You are good to me, to me. I'll sing because you are good, and I'll dance because you are good, and I shout because you are good. You are good, good to me.
Nothing comes close.
Nothing and no one comes anywhere close to this. The earth and ocean, all there is left is you. And in my darkest night, you shine as bright as day. Your love amazes me. I'll sing because you are good, and I'll dance because you are good. Because you are good,
you are good to me. In need of sin because you are good and I'm there because you are good and I'm shout because you are good. You are good. Good.
Hey, it's Devil Horseman time! Devil Horseman time! Come on, Devil Horseman time!
And with the cry of praise,
it's Devil Horseman time! If you want to go through again and get a double portion, do it now!
Praise God!
With a cry of praise, my heart will proclaim, you are good, you are good. In the sun of rain, my life celebrates, come on, you are good, you are good. And I'm saying, and I'll sing because you are good, and I'll dance because you are good, and I'll shout because you are good. You are good to me, and I'll sing because you are good, and I'll dance because you are good, and I'll shout because you are good. You are good, good to me. Good to me. You are good to me. You are good to me. Oh, you are good, Jesus.
Everybody just starts going through it, it'll deteriorate, there'll be no anointing, right? So we'll start here with them. They were on their way anyhow. And then what we're going to do is let one couple get through the line and be able to regroup. And we'll keep shuffling this way, right? So as they go through, you shuffle and fill this spot. And that way everybody can go get a double anointing. God said a double anointing. Amen. All right, here we go. Go on. Praise God. Hallelujah.
You are good.
Josh, good job, all of you. I love you. All right, we don't have a band, so somebody hum. Not really, just pray. Bless them, Lord. Double portion. A double portion. A double portion. A double portion. Shakatola baha shakatala. A double portion. La baso, la bato, la basha, kato, la baha, saka. Sakato, la baha, shaka, to, la basha. Shaka, do, la masa, do, la masa. London, come here. Go through again. Just start right there and go through this way. We're going to lay hands on her for healing. Divine healing, miracle healing, miracle healing, miracle healing, miracle healing. Let me ask you, is there anybody else in the building that you've been given like a death sentence, like this disease is going to kill you, there's no cure for it, or learn to live with this the rest of your life? If that's you, start, come over here and just go through the line, and we'll put a hand on you for healing. The other line was for just anointing to live, but if there's anybody like that, wave at me if it's you. Is there anybody? We're good? All right, come on. Take your time. Come on through. Praise God. This is for divine miracle healing. There's healing in our hands, right, preachers? We work for Jesus Christ. We work for Jesus Christ. Be strong and not weak. Be healthy and not sick. Live and not die. La baso kate la basha kate la ma. Leva. C'est la bonne d'aller à plus de Oh, my Jesus, my Lord Jesus, my Lord Jesus. Shakandola Mashaka, Shakandola Mashaka, Shakandola Mashaka. If we're done, let's have the preachers one by her as I see it. Shakandola, Shakandola Mashaka, healed. Healed in Jesus' name. Healed in Jesus' name. We have a young lady right here, and we're not going to walk her through the line. We're going to have you walk by her on your way to your seat and lay hands on her right there. Just go on. All of you go touch her and lay hands on her as you get back to your seat. I call you healed miraculously. A miracle. Give us a miracle, Lord. Give us a miracle, Lord Jesus. Give us a miracle, Lord Jesus. You are the miracle worker. You are the miracle worker. God bless you, everybody. Thank you for being here, praying, responding, sowing your time, your money, your faith, your gifts. It's been a great, great week in God. I'm going to tell you something. This is going home with you. This will not go down in history as well. Week, this is going home with us, especially this anointing tonight. And it's going to stick with us. Yes, it is. Amen. So we love you. Pray Pastor Richard. He'll let us do this again next year. Hook up on some of our other conferences that are coming up to get on our website. Josh will tell you some information. And then this Josh, I got a lot of Joshes. This Josh is going to tell you something because he's got a microphone. That Josh is going to sing us out of here tonight. Is that right? We might as well close with a hot song. Hey, it's not even 9 o'clock. If you spread on town that Mark Barclay got you out before 9 o'clock, it's bad on my reputation. So we'll close out. And we'll worship and shout and holler and then go stomp on the devil's head and rejoice that the spirit of murder has been lifted from the United States of America.
Come on, we can do better than that.
Woo!
The prophet said the spirit of murder has been lifted off of our country. You've got a good rejoice. Come on. Man. Father, we thank you not only for what you have done in our nation today, but what you've done through this conference and in this county and in this city, God. Father, thank you. We feel everything that's happened this week into our hearts, God. If we've gotten a word, let that word come into life. If we have received healing, let it take hold into our life. We thank you for that in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hey, a couple quick announcements. The band is already wanting me to leave. They're already, Alex is already all charged up over there. Hey, if you're not a partner with us, please pray about being a partner with us. You can get an information
be not only a prayer partner, but a financial partner as well. And ministers, as soon as we're done shouting in just a moment, there'll be a little fellowship for you with Doc Barclay, just for the senior ministers that are here. That'll be there. Please avail yourself to everything else. We're so excited that you're here. Please look for another conference coming up in the United States somewhere and be part of it. Thank you, all of you watching online and being part of it as well. And thank you, New Way Church, for hosting us right here in Palm Coast, Florida. Josh? What Doc Barclay said, do something lively. Do you have something lively? I don't think they care what you want to do. I think they have their own plan.
They already decided.
Yeah.
The King of Kings and Lord of Lords, his name is Jesus.
Oh, we love that name, don't we? This is the part. This, we need audience participation in this moment.
King of Kings, Lord of Lords, his name is Jesus. Jesus.
See, it's like a call and response thing. I say key phrases like Jesus, and then you say it back. We'll try again.
Jesus.
Jesus. Sorry, I'm a little sassy. It's Friday night. It's late for me. I'm normally sassy.
Alpha and Omega, he's the great I am. His name is Jesus.
Jesus. DJ taught me how to spell it, too, the other day.
J-E-S-U-S.
J-E-S-U-S. And Greg helped me when I screwed it up and put too many S's in it. He said it.
J-E-S-U-S.
J-E-S-U-S.
It's Jesus.
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 Jesus. Hallelujah. When I think, about it, good. What it's done for me when I think about it, good.
How he set me free, I'm gonna dance, 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 dance all night.
When I think about it, good. What it's done for me when I think about it, good.
How he set me free, I'm gonna dance, 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 dance all night.
Look what the Lord has done. what the Lord is. Look what the Lord is. Look what the Lord
is. Shout to the
Lord. Look what the Lord is God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Look what the Lord is God.
Quit it, you guys. Quit it. Lord, we praise you. We lift our hands. We lift our voices. We lift our praise to you. You have been so good to us this week. You have been so faithful. You've been true to your word that when we gather, you are here. You are true to your word that you inhabit the presence of your people. You are the faithful, true, and living God. We steal everything that you've done this week. Thank you for healing our bodies, for touching our marriages, for touching our families. We declare that what you put in us, the devil cannot steal. We are above and not beneath. We are champions in Jesus' name. And we declare your praises. And we're going to walk this out and be the most severe soldiers of the cross we've ever been. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Don't forget to visit the product table on your way out the door. Thank you, New Way Church.
Hallelujah. Well, if you've never been a part of a powerful set of meetings like that, wow. Wait, all I was trying to do was just get all my equipment set up right here, and man, that stopped me right in my tracks. Wow. All right. Here we go. Welcome to, we'll put that down and we'll get all y'all put back in the right spot where you belong. Now that the Holy Spirit conference team has moved out, Blog Talk Radio, come back over here. YouTube, you guys will be get back over here where you belong. Got Zoom in there where they belong. And we got Facebook Live where y'all belong. Somebody show glory. We're all where we belong.
Glory, we're all where we belong. Hey, pardon me if my ice cream looks so good.
Oh, thank God for ice cream. Sister Phyllis? Is living.
I would give it to you if your mouth was close enough.
Sister Phyllis is living in the land of milk and honey and ice. You know, we got a little extra on them that were there, you know, in the Old Testament because they didn't necessarily have the ice. We have milk and honey and ice. And
honey. Somebody came by a little while ago and told me that the devil had come to Louisiana this afternoon, and he left because he said this place was hotter than hell. I think they were pulling my leg. That's what they told me. I'm just reporting it.
Okay. Well, we have word, everybody, just in case you were wondering. The devil has left Louisiana. Sister Phyllis kicked him out. All right? So no matter what they say, the devil has left Louisiana. Amen. And I'm not sure what New Orleans is doing right now, but it's all right. Thank God the devil left New Orleans. Amen? Let it be a beautiful port city and not a center of wickedness and perversion. And the mighty
name. I'm just telling you what someone else told me, honey. I'm just anyway. That's why the ice cream.
Some people, you gotta be careful what some people tell you. Now, let's talk about what we've experienced this week, and I really want us to just talk and communicate about it, and then by the instruction of the Holy Spirit. We're going to be done early tonight. I know some of you are like, Pastor, we want the word. I know, but by the instruction of the Holy Spirit. Let's be done early tonight. And rejoice in the victories of our God. What? As Dr. Barclay said at the beginning of the service tonight, the spirit of murder has been dethroned in America. Now, we real Americans never gave him a throne. The true Americans didn't. But there's a bunch of people in this nation who felt like they gave the spirit of Molech that place. But thank God for all of you. Isn't that something? Wow, Jesus, help us. Now, the church has prayed for years. We've had conferences. We've done everything, prayer ministries and prayer teams. Who knows? Could you imagine if you counted every prayer meeting that has ever been called in the last 40 years to end abortion? Could you imagine how many, what the number of those prayer meetings would be? Now, we in no way have ended abortion in any way. It's not ended it. But what we've done, and I like how Pastor said it, we've dethroned that spirit of murder that was handed to us and said, you must say it's legal. Oh, no, we must not. And thank God for this Supreme Court that we have had, and thank you for praying. Because in 1 week, we got two landmark decisions in 1 week, two of them, from the Supreme Court that set our enemies back in their footsteps. They might fight, but I'm praying, and I don't know about you, but I'm praying that their tongue cleaves to the roof of their mouth and they can't even talk until they utter the words, Jesus is Lord. And may they sit mute because they continually open their mouth violently against our God and against wisdom. Right when the music went off and I picked up my phone to get Facebook on here so I could follow you guys' comment, I saw a young lady, born again, filled with the Holy Spirit, praying in her heavenly prayer language, made a comment on Facebook. If you think this is a victory to stop abortion, and you think that that would be God's will, then block me. God help us. God help us. So, let's talk about this week. Somebody talk about tonight or ask a question or shout a glory or something. Sister Phyllis already ate ice cream in front of us, so that might be all she gets.
The music they had.
That might be all she gets to say is the devil left Louisiana. I'll tell you what. It was cold here today. It was raining, and I put a coat on to take Ripley outside. That's how cool it was. Thank God for the rain. Had another whole day of rain today. This state is going to produce some crops this year, and we're going to make up for all the morons that are trying to do stupid things to America, and thank God for it, because glory be to God, we got rain and sun and heat. Go ahead, Phyllis. I wasn't trying to interrupt you. I was just talking.
Oh, I was just going to say I enjoyed the music a great deal.
Good team,
aren't
they?
I thought you were going to leave all that out, but you didn't.
It's a good team, aren't they? That's a good group of people. I know them. I know their pastor. He pastors in Lansing, Michigan. And he's a good man of God. We kind of grew up together. The devil went down to Georgia. No, this is what we say. The devil's gone down and gotten underneath of our feet. And he does not have the ability to destroy our lives and overcome us in Jesus' mighty name. 84 degrees today there. Yeah, I don't know. We may have reached 65. I'm not sure. It's probably warmer now than it's been all day. Oh, yeah, there we go. We have reached all the way to 57 degrees today. That's a nice, beautiful day, isn't it? Balmy 57.
That's cold to me. I have to have a coat, a couple of sweaters on besides the coat.
Phil says, I'd have my long johns on.
Absolutely.
Now, let me, you know, if you have a question or a statement, you know, raise your hand, just say something. But I want us to look at Romans chapter 1. And we'll talk about that anointing line because many people have never been around where that kind of an action actually happened. And I'm going to tell you, I've been a part of a lot of them. I've even been in the line praying for people before several times, quite a few times. And it is a very, very, very powerful experience. And like Dr. Barclay said, the law of contact and transmission. And now you might say, well, Pastor, I wasn't there for anyone to lay hands on me. That's true. But as you could tell all night long, the anointing was coming from the speakers and it was getting on you and in you. Some of them songs they started singing tonight are some of the classics of the church of our day. They're not the old hymns. They're the classic worship services. That song, My Jesus, My Savior, Lord, There Is None Like You, that's a classic. And, man, the anointing of God. Wait, they're all the way in Florida. I'm 2,500 miles away from them. See, that anointing has the ability to transfer down through the internet waves and on YouTube, Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, across the internet, and you and I can receive it. This is the cool thing. And when somebody opens up any of these videos or the audio, that anointing will come out of it again because that is a container of the blessing of Almighty God. Wouldn't it be cool if we had a reel-to-reel of the Apostle Paul preaching in Ephesus? That would be cool. Romans chapter 1, and this is 1 through 17. Romans 1, 8 through 17, sorry. Romans 1, 8 through 17. Now, to all of our visitors on YouTube, we welcome you. Thank you for being here. Make sure you click like or something. And if you want to, make a comment and tell us where you're listening from. You don't have to dance. You don't have to sing. You don't have to stand up and read or nothing. But we always like to know where you're from so we can greet you and bless you and your family. In Jesus' my name. Look at this verses. First, well, Apostle Paul says, first, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. Well, I don't know if we've made it to the whole world, but you and I know we've made it to 44 nations. That's pretty good. You know how many churches never ever affect another nation ever anywhere except their own little city they're in. And here we are. We don't even have a building that we meet in. We've never all been under one roof together at the same time. And yet God has helped us be able to reach out to 44 different nations of the world. Thank you for your faith. And it's spoken of around the world. Thank you, Julian and Vamala, for being with us. Mary Fernandez, our sister in the Samoan Islands, all of our brothers in Pakistan and in Africa. We bless you. God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his son, that without ceasing, I make mention of you always in my prayer, making request if by some means, now at last I may find a way in the will of God to come to you. I speak that over you tonight. We got to Michigan and got to see a bunch of you. But I want to see y'all. I truly want to see us be able to meet somewhere and all of us get together and have a meeting together. I really want to see it. And I'm asking God for it. I've even asked God to let me pay for it all. Wouldn't that be cool? Just invite y'all to come. Somebody say amen or oh my, because that's how I feel. But look at verse 11. For I long to see you, that I may impart to you some spiritual gift so that you may be established. Now, every time you come here, you receive of the ministry of the Holy Spirit of God from the anointing he's placed on my life as a teacher, as a pastor, as an apostle sent to the internet to do this kind of work, apostle sent around the world to teach faith. You receive from that anointing on. Now, Paul said, I want to come to you that I may impart to you a spiritual gift so that you may be established. Now, there's, you know, every one of us, if we said, well, I'll just ask, Sister Phyllis, what do you think the word established means? Give me your best definition of established.
On a good foundation.
On a good foundation. I like that. Sister Rebecca, you got one?
To construct, establish.
All right. I'm not going to tell you you're wrong, so we're fleshing out this word, established. All right? Who else is on Zoom with us? Mary Pastorek, give us some quick definition of established. Now, all y'all that's listening, you're like, I'm never going on Zoom. He asked them people to talk. Now, I happen to know these three women, and typical to a woman, they all like to talk.
Amen.
Now, seems like the mouse has caught Mary tongue and she's not talked yet, or she can't find that speak button, but that's all right. But watch this.
Okay, I got to tell you.
All right.
Miss Phyllis is a great example. I like her definition of what she just said, and she has a lot of influence in this group. I'm eating ice cream. See you later.
Everybody go get ice cream and eat it together. I don't have any, or I would, all right? All right, so that's good. Thank you, Mary. Now, I went here and I grabbed the Greek definition of the word established. For those of you that want to know it, the word is pronounced sterizo. Isn't that cool? And it means to make stable, place firmly, that's what Phyllis, the foundation, set fast, render constant. That's a good word. Paul
constant,
said,
right?
Say again?
You just said constant, right?
Yep.
I said construct.
And that's,
I'm trying to think of a better word.
That's a good word because you're talking, Phyllis said foundation, you said build something on it. Brother Dan, oh, he's not here. Brother Roger, you got a word for establish? You better talk, brother. You're the only other male that I can see. The whole purpose why I'm reading these verses is the Holy Spirit called the Holy Spirit Conference. Oh, there you go, Sister Sunday. Stand firm. Thank you, Sunday. Stand firm. There you go. I got to get this over here so I can see this. No.
I wonder if build to build would be another way to say establish.
Well, the idea behind it is that it's creating something of establishment. And, of course, you can always build on what you have established. But I want you to see this about the Holy Spirit Conference. God interrupted Dr. Barclay's life. And you may have never heard this. He was a missionary preacher. He pastored his church in Midland and then would do mission trips all over the world and was happy doing that. And probably for a United States Marine, that turned out to be a very, very good situation because you're always continually in those situations that bring all your gifts, talents, and abilities alive. And when you get here in America, you want to knock people in the head and you can't. And you know, that's just how it is with Marines. But God said, I want you to go home. My church needs help. And I want you to give yourself to that. Well, that's not always a good situation because what that means is you now got to go into places that are a mess and help them fix the mess. Like he told the story tonight of going to that one city where the young man was going to quit. And in one steak dinner at a restaurant, adjusted the whole atmosphere of the city. So thank God for obedience and learning to hear the voice of God. And he, think of what he did. He anointed that young man and his wife with oil in the restaurant, and people got up and began to repent to them. God, by the Holy Spirit, established people in that restaurant that day for that man of God to come and set somebody free right inside the restaurant. So the whole purpose of the Holy Spirit Conference is that we would come together and confer with the Holy Spirit. Impartation would come to us. And that impartation would change us. Every time you've been in a powerful meeting where the blessing and the power of Almighty God was flowing, that meeting, all right, where did you go? I lost YouTube. Come back, YouTube. There we go. Man, that was rough. Lost them. They just fell right off the screen. God is imparting to us this week the spirit of faith, the spirit of joy, the spirit of happiness, the spirit of truth. There was great messages in the morning sessions all week long. This morning's message was absolutely just wonderful. And of all the things, it was over and done way too quick. He must have had meetings this afternoon because that was over. That was done and quick, really, really, really quickly. And
an hour and 4 minutes.
Yeah, that's just. But what a powerful word about do not quench, grieve, vex, or resist the Holy Spirit, because that will lead you into blasphemy. I have a message that I may preach tomorrow night. I don't know. We'll just keep going and let God lead us. But that a greater sin does not come upon you Once you've been delivered, Jesus said, go and sin no more. And, oh my goodness, why did I keep doing that? Hang on. You and I, once we've been set free by the blood of Jesus, it is important that we go and we are delivered, and then we learn the reality of righteousness, and we go and sin no more. And it's one of the powerful forces that we learn. And then today, we just learned about yielding to the Holy Spirit. Do you know, you will never have to worry about vexing, grieving, resisting, or blaspheming the Holy Spirit if you just show up and say, God, I want you more. If the first thing you wake up every morning is say, Holy Spirit, I receive you into my life. I'll have everything you want for me today. You will never be one who will resist, grieve, vex, or quench the Holy Spirit. You never will. Why? Because your heart will always be, I welcome you, I worship you, Almighty God, and I welcome you, and I say yes. Now, once you've been in the kingdom a while, like we have, and you've realized there's a gift inside of you that needs to be used in this world, and you begin to do the work of getting yourself in that place so that can be done, there will be at times a frustration on the inside of you saying, I want my gift used by you, God. And you can't let that frustration cause you to be discouraged, walk away, quit, or anything else, because God's not frustrated with you. He loves you enough to say, let's change this about you. And what is he going to change? The things that slow you down, weaken you, and cause you to not be established. And so thank God for his wonderful Holy Spirit that is guiding us. And tonight, I was watching that line of preachers that were up there. And I don't know them all, but I know a certain number of them that were there. What was cool about tonight is there were some young preachers that are not usually the ones invited to be in there, because the elder statesmen will always be the first to minister. But there was a bunch of them that are normally there that were not there this time for whatever reason. Not sure what that was. But I saw these younger ministers up there ministering. In that line tonight was over 200 years of ministry experience, if you added up everybody's time in the ministry. In that line tonight. And everybody that went through that line literally had 200 years of ministry hands laid on them. You're not getting me. You're getting the gift of God that's in me. And then my work and effort and study and submission and practice and use of that gift coming alive to be a blessing to you and to any others. You're getting all of that experience every time we lay hands on you. I can't lay hands on you, but every time I come here, I bless you in Jesus' name. And my words are more powerful than my hand. Have you ever noticed that? I got looking at that the other day. Let's turn there. I got to keep my eye on the clock because I was instructed to keep it short tonight. All right. So we're keeping it short. Hebrews chapter 11. Every miracle of faith, somebody in the miracle had to speak the will of God. Now watch this. So let's go to Hebrews 11, verse 1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. You can, for those of you that's putting in verses, it'll just be Hebrews 1, 1 through 40. It'll be the whole chapter. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Faith is the evidence of things not seen. When it's not there, it's proof you got faith when you say, that's mine, come to me. For by faith, the elders obtained a good testimony. They used their faith, and they received a good testimony. We're going to see it. By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible, but they were actually made of things unseen. Not that they didn't exist, because they did exist. God showed it to them, and it was already there. Four. Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice. But think about it. When he was making that sacrifice, he had to say something. He brought his sacrifice and then said something to the effect, God Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, I worship you. Thank you that you brought us a lamb. Thank you that you clothed my mom and dad. They're not running around naked and we don't have to wear fig leaves. I mean, you know, the reality is the reality. Abel said something. And he obtained and witnessed that he was righteous. Verse 5, Enoch was taken away. He did not even see death. But how is Enoch taken away? Except that he was worshiping God and fellowshipping with God and speaking his faith to God until God said, boy, come up out of here. I'm just going to take you right to heaven with me. And he walked right out of there, 360 years old. That's a good point to head on out when you're 360 evidently. Let's keep going. All right, verse 6, without faith, it's impossible to please him. But with faith, it's possible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is. Well, how are you going to believe that he is except that you begin to speak, I believe in God? Every part of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of faith, must be spoken. Go hold your place there in Hebrews and look at Romans chapter 9. Romans 9, and we're going to go verse 6 through 13. Watch this. The righteousness of faith speaks in this way. Say it with me. I got to say something when I'm in faith.
I got to say something when I'm in faith.
You have to. Your words are what activates the word you're seeing on this page and begins the process of it coming to life inside of you. The righteousness of faith speaks in this way. You're not saying in your heart, who will ascend into heaven, Christ down, who will descend into the abyss to bring Christ up from the dead. Look at verse 8. But what does it, the righteousness of faith, say? The righteousness of faith makes a declaration. The word is near you. It's in your mouth and in your heart. In order for faith to be activated, you got to speak it. What is it? The word of faith which we preach. Verse 9, that if you confess with your mouth, you're saying words, the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes to righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. You and I got to open our mouth and say something. Look at verse 11. For what does the scripture say? Now the Bible's talking. Whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. There's no distinction between Jew or Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all, ready, who call, who say, I am a believer. For whoever calls, says, I am a believer, they will be saved. There's a whole lot of people in this earth that want God to say everything and do everything. And God's already done everything he's going to do. He's got to get you to speak this word out loud so that that faith and that vision, that picture, that plan that he's put in your heart can come to pass because you're speaking it done. Now, go with me. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Thank you, Sunday, for putting the verses in. Thank you, Sister Rebecca, for putting the verses in. Thank you, Mary and Phyllis, for eating ice cream. And Brother Roger, thank you for the thank you for the big amen, Roger. I am a believer. Watch this. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Verse number 6. Watch this. Where'd my pen go? I don't know why that's not underlined. However, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age. They're all coming to nothing. And I speak, some of them come to nothing immediately. Get out of that office and let another take your place. But see, we have to speak that wisdom. That's why you hear me all the time say, you got to take these verses that I speak and preach to you and let the Holy Spirit show you the verses that are coming alive to you. Write them in a notepad, write them on a library card, put them in your phone, and begin to speak them out loud like a confession. They produce life in your body when you do, and they produce life and angels working in your life when you do. Verse 6, we speak wisdom. 7, we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. So you got to speak in 6. You got to speak in 7. Go up to verse 4. Paul said, and my speech, that's a word, a speaking word, and my preaching, the Christian life is made up of saying words. Now, verse 7, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory. You and I get to speak that out loud in the prayer language of the Spirit. And I've thought about it over and over. The other day I didn't hear Brother Tamai say this, but he's been saying it his whole ministry career. Somebody asked him, how do you always have a successful missionary trip? And I think his first answer was, because I had one that was unsuccessful. And I'm never going to have that happen again. Right? Yeah, that's verse 6. Let's go 6 through 10 Sundays. That's 1 Corinthians 2, 6 through 10. But I want you to hear this statement from Brother Terry. He said, I pray every missionary trip that I take all the way through to completion in the spirit, in tongues, before I ever take off to go on that missionary trip. Why? Because then in the realm of the spirit, he's already spoken the hidden wisdom of God that might still be a mystery to you. Hey, Kathy Angaroni's with us. Three cheers for Kathy. Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Woo!
Hooray!
Kathy, good to have you with us, even if you're not home yet. And Kathy, everybody else is eating ice cream, so stop and buy ice cream on the way home. All right. So what did Paul just say? Paul said, we speak the wisdom, verse 6. And then verse 7, he said, we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. So Paul said, you got to open your mouth. You got to say something. And he said, let's speak of wisdom, the wisdom of God in a mystery. What wisdom is that? The wisdom that's been laid up in heaven for you to walk in from the foundation of the world. That's those words written on the page of your book that you see in Psalm 139. All of your days are written in a book. Some of us have danced off the edge of the page because we've made decisions that took us out of the plan of God. And now you've come back to God and you're like, whoa, glad. Thank you, Jesus. I'm back in the book. And God's guiding you right back into that perfect path where he wants you to be. And every single day as you function and operate in God, God is leading you into the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And once you say, Jesus, come in, once you say, Holy Spirit, fill me, then every day from that day on, God is guiding you back into that perfect path where he wants you. If you were really religious, he's got to get you out of that ditch. If you was really worldly and perverse, he's got to get you out of that ditch. If you were just wandering around, not knowing anything about anything, he's got to get you out of wander mode, get you back into knowing God mode. And he is. And he's doing it every day. Keep going. So verse 7 says, we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom. And the rulers of the world didn't know it. Then verse 9 says, eye has not seen, nor ear heard. Somebody's saying something. And it hasn't entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for him. And that matches Isaiah 55. Your ways are not my ways. Your plans are not my plans. But he did not say, I'm not going to show it to you. He just said, they're not. Paul just said, we get to speak these hidden wisdom and blessings. Look at verse 10. But God has revealed those things which eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, haven't entered into the heart of man. He has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. And where is his Spirit? Living inside of us, leading us from the inside out, establishing us in the things of God. Now, that ought to make you shout. Now, there'll be times in your Christian life, you're charging, going, doing, being, and you're like, man, we're doing this thing now. And you're like, wow, that worked. Wonder what's up with that. Well, one thing about it that's up with it is you were moving, speaking to a mountain, and doing your best to make things happen in God. That's what's important. And God will guide you this way. And then he'll guide you back that way, and he'll guide you back this way until you're right there in that zone just smoking it with him. And that's what I want every one of you to see and hear about us right here, is that's what we're doing. God's taking us to a new level right now, but I'm going to tell you, on the way to the new level, God's using this gathering of believers, this ecclesia, to get some mighty work done. You and I have spoken against abortion, spoken against wicked judges, spoken against the perversion of this day, rebuked the isms of our day since we started praying. And we got 2 years almost every day of speaking to that mountain to be removed. There's a lot of people that they may have prayed 15, 20 prayers for abortion to stop, but they never got serious about it. And you and I can look at it and say one thing about it. We're serious here. And we command this thing to not only be broken, but broken at the state level, and murder to be seen as murder. Let murder be murder. And there'll no longer be any baby that was just born left to die on a table by starvation. How absolutely wicked and perverse is that? Every doctor that's ever done it, may your heart grip you in fear of God Almighty because you let a baby die of starvation. May your heart grip you in fear because God blessed you with an understanding to be a doctor and then you performed a stupid act like that. Get your head out of the sand. Jesus, goodness sake. Woo! All my bikers' friends' words were starting to come out of me. I had to stop talking for a minute so I didn't say all those words that they said about me. Get your head out of the sand. Don't let people tell you what to believe. You know there's life. You know it's by the design of Almighty God. And you start protecting life all across America in Jesus' mighty name. You know what? Let's pray. We got 6 minutes and we're taking communion. Father, may workers in abortion clinics resign their jobs today. May they resign their jobs today. Every clinic have to close their doors because nobody will work for them. Just close the doors. And we declare that all of those women who are pregnant as if they didn't know how it happened come to the reality that they have a life on the inside of them. And they need to give that child its life. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Angels, may that warring angels of God stand in the realm of the spirit outside those abortion clinics. And people coming to work just look at the building and run in fear and say, I'll never be a part of that another day of my life. And thank you, Lord, this thing's turned upside down. And we thank you for the verse in Proverbs that says, the wicked flee when no man is chasing them. And the righteous are as bold as a lion. And to all of you who are wicked, we just want you to know, we are chasing you. You better flee. Because our God takes out a million-man army in one night because they stand up against those who are walking with God and doing righteously. And we will not back down. We will not go away. We will not be silenced. Our mouth will get louder and louder. And our voice is heard in heaven, and your voice is only heard by man on earth. God answers our prayer, and your prayer is an abomination to him. Woo! Verse 10. God has revealed them to us by the Spirit. Now, what does that mean? That means no matter what it is you're trying to get done in your life, I want to see every one of you get to the point where your heavenly prayer language is flowing freely from you every single day. God has anointed me to be able to do it. God has anointed you to be able to receive it. And I declare over your life in the mighty name of Jesus that the Spirit of the living God who's already inside of you flows up out of your innermost being and produces life. Go with me to John chapter 7. John 7, 37 through 39. John chapter 7, verse 37 39. Brother Dan, I don't know if you have ice cream. I don't. Brother Roger, do you have ice cream tonight? I just have a big cup of coffee in my grandpa mug. I like it. God bless my grandsons, Josiah, Micah, Elijah. I love you. I'll stick with the Lord unto the end. Amen. Now watch. On the last day of the great feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, if anyone thirst, let him come to me and drink. Very interesting statement. He who believes in me, as the scripture says, out of his belly, his innermost being, will flow rivers, plural, of living water. I like that. Remember the old song? I'm sure Phyllis does. I have a river of life flowing out of me. Makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. Whoops, I missed the next word. You have a river of life flowing out of you. You have a river of life. Now, watch this. This he spoke concerning the Spirit, who those believing in him would receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. So, Jesus said, if any of you thirst, let you come to me and drink. Out of your innermost being will flow rivers of living water. If you've been born again and you've said, Holy Spirit, fill me, you are filled with the Holy Spirit of God. Luke chapter 11, verse number 13. Luke 11, 13. I've just gone to preaching because that's what I do. So if any of you had a statement you wanted to make about the Holy Spirit conference, please make sure you make it. Because I've just gone to preaching, and in 2 minutes, I'm going to start communion. Luke 11, 13. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? How much more than you even asking, is he going to fill you with his Spirit, and you will have great life, and you'll have words to speak, that you can speak these things completely done in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you for attending the Holy Spirit conference with me. Thank you for being a part of it. I will get you the, what I'm going to do if they leave the videos up, is I'll create a YouTube playlist for it so that you can go back and just go into that playlist, click that playlist, and it'll play those videos all over again. And that makes it a lot easier for you to be able to just go back and find it. And it'll just be 2022 Palm Coast Holy Spirit Conference. And you're going to be able to be ministered by this Holy Spirit conference again in Jesus' mighty name. That first night, Dr. Barclay talking about the prisoner of war, and the next morning, Richard Summerlin talking about how you and I have to deal with the spirit of grief and the spirit of sorrow, and we have to deal with the things that happen in our life and how that all works together with your spirit, soul, and body. And I'm telling you, I just left the store and there was no ice cream. There was no ice cream in the store?
My son's birthday was today. It looks like a lot of people had birthdays today.
I mean, that's almost like a major national crisis that there's not ice cream in the store.
Absolutely.
Go to 7-Eleven quick. They have the little ones. Last night after the program, Sister Leanne and I, you couldn't buy any. Oh, I got you. All right. We jumped in the car and did what we haven't done in a long time, went down to Dairy Queen and got a blizzard and drove up on top of the hill overlooking the city and prayed over the city and watched the rainstorm off in the distance and watched the sunset and watched the mosquitoes that have now showed up that weren't here last year. Try to pick the car up and carry it away, but glory be to God, all mosquitoes die in Jesus' name. One thing about it, when you get rain, then you get mosquitoes, but we're tougher than the mosquitoes. Now, let's pray. Wait, say this with me. I know. That ice cream is good for me.
That ice cream is good for me.
I speak it now.
I speak it now.
Because I know I got to say stuff.
Because I know I got to praise the Lord for things like this.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Look, it's peanut butter, chocolate, whatever. Ooh. That it only has 8 grams of carbs for a whole half pint.
Woo!
And I'm going to eat this whole half pint because I can have 8 carbs in a meal. This is my supper, honey.
It's like Brother Jesse said, he stopped at the one store and they didn't have the specific ice cream that Kathy likes, so he went to another one and bought the whole shelf full. Took it home and he said in a matter of a couple of days, there was none left in the house. She ate every one of them. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your wonderful Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you live inside of us. Thank you. Thank you. Have your way in our lives right here today. Have your way. Help us open our mouths, speak the truth of your perfect will every day. Father, I pray for every one of these, my brothers and sisters. May the Holy Spirit of God that is on the inside of them blast through all of the confusion of religion. And that wonderful manifestation of the Holy Spirit, their heavenly prayer language, manifesting their life by the Holy Spirit of God. So that every one of them, you don't leave anyone out. You are the rewarder of those who diligently seek you. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Fill them. May the Holy Spirit who fills them bubble up and flow out of their innermost being. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. In Jesus' name. Father, whoever our friends and partners are around the world tonight, whatever they may be doing on a Friday night, we bless them now. We give you glory and honor and praise that your great name is lifted high above all the earth. Your great name is lifted high above all the earth. Thank you, Lord, that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. May they know you. May they find you. Lord, those that are confused, something confused them. Help them come back to the truth. Lord, those that you've blessed and they're just busy, may they be able to stop by and see us and speak the word with us. And Lord, all around the earth, may this message of faith go into these communities and revolutionize them. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. And amen. And amen. And amen. Now, let's receive our communion elements today. I know it took me all week, but I actually remembered to get my communion elements this time and have them ready.
Good for you.
Jesus is alive and well. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 28. And verse 31. Here we go. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, after supper, he also took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes, his redemptive work. 28, let a man examine himself. Let a man examine himself. And so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 31, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17 and 18, God's perfect love is perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. I like that. I like being able to be bold when judgment is being handed out. Why? Because as he is, so are we in this world. Verse 18, there is no fear in love. Perfect love casts out fear and the torment that goes with it, because there is no fear in love, God's perfect love. You might be new to us tonight. Like we say on a regular basis, our process here is I've read the communion verses. That's instruction. And in just a minute, we'll pray the prayer of salvation together for any of you that may just be new and never even come to the kingdom before. We'll pray that prayer. You'll pray it with us. And in a matter of 2 minutes, you'll be right with God. Most of all, we want you to realize this, that the only way to drink of this cup in an unworthy manner is that you come here and mocking and scorn of God rather than a heart saying, God, I need you. If you come to church or come here with a heart that says, God, I need you, you are right with God and your heart is right to receive the communion elements. You cannot be perfect enough to receive communion in your own strength. You have to receive his righteousness in order to be perfect enough for God to even receive you. And that's what this prayer of salvation is all about. Everybody pray the prayer. Our friends here on Zoom with us, they're going to pray the prayer out loud with me. And we'll just pray it together. Everybody pray the prayer No matter how many times you've prayed it, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God in Jesus' mighty name. Here we go. You guys, turn your mics on. One mic, two mics. All right, here we go. Pray this prayer with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
In my life every day.
Every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
The Son of God.
And I receive you into my life.
And I receive you into my life.
All of your grace and mercy.
All of your grace and mercy.
All of your love and your righteousness.
All of your love and your righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. And amen. And amen.
And amen.
And we say, welcome to the family of God.
Welcome to the family of God.
Go ahead, Mary, say it.
Welcome.
So you just got welcome from North Dakota, Louisiana, and Michigan. You've been welcome from all over this nation. No matter where you are, or where you've been, or what you've been doing, no matter what, God just received you as His child because you received Him. You're inside your being right now. You're going from darkness to light. You should be experiencing a revolution, a revelation, a change going on the inside. You change from darkness to light. You change from fear to faith. Why? Jesus is the author and finisher of your faith, and you just said, fill me, Jesus. And He just came in. And to you has been given the measure of faith, and that measure of faith is now the measure you use to build your faith for the rest of your life. How amazing is that?
Pastor Sam,
yeah.
How come I've prayed that over and over many times, but this time I'm crying? Why?
Well, it doesn't matter. Cry. If you feel like crying, cry. Who knows?
Thank you, Jesus.
I laugh sometimes. I cry sometimes. I'm pretty much every time you and I do this together, I'm feeling this. I'm experiencing it on the inside.
And sometimes I sing, I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by His blood. Okay.
Oh, my God. You are such a blessing.
Now.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Now, watch this. You are experiencing something happen inside of you. But sometimes when we receive communion, we just go through the motions, say it, life's happening, things going on around us, and we're like, all right, let's do it. No, wait. No. Slow down every time. Get the reality. Wait, I'm going to shut the rest of the world off. And right now I'm focusing in on you, Jesus. I'm just going to focus in this time. And what we will eventually get to, whether you're here right now or not, doesn't matter, you'll get there, is you'll learn how you, the spirit, takes control of this body and your mind and says, all y'all shut up, because right now I am the commander of this body known as me, and we are going to pause, all of us, and give worship to our God and Father because he's washed us. Think about how many times David said, bless the Lord, O my soul. What was David saying to his body? David was saying, soul, it doesn't matter what else you've said today. It doesn't matter what else is going on. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Now, you gotta love, and that's something. And it, how in the world does that bless the Lord, O my soul? Does anybody know how to spell the words bless the Lord, O my soul?
B-L-E-S-S, the Lord, O my soul.
Anyways, the whole purpose why I'm saying that to you is every time we come here and we receive these communion elements, your life changes forever because that is our God. That is our God. And you don't have to have a big, major revelation of God. You just got to have a heart that is wide open to him. There you go. 20 times in the Bible, the phrase is found, bless the Lord, O my soul. 20 times that phrase is found in the Bible, bless the Lord. And so that's what you and I are doing every time we come here. And of course, that's what Mary was just asking, because on the inside, this is the power of God is moving in a mighty way on the inside of you. You might say, well, now how do I make it, Pastor? I don't even know how to be a Christian. This is how you make it. Call yourself a believer, and every day when you wake up, say, Jesus, I believe in you. Help me walk with you today. Because then you don't have to worry about what I think about your Christian life. Then you, all day long, are in communion with our God and Father and Jesus. And then you will always do what is right in the sight of God. Because then you're not thinking about whether you're making all of us happy. You're thinking about the one and only person you got to make happy. And I guarantee you, if you're making him happy, you're making all of us happy because he's the righteous one in Jesus' name. You ready? Let's receive the communion elements together. Get you some communion elements, some bread, some grape juice. That's what Jesus used, the fruit of the vine. And I encourage you, come here every night and receive communion with us. Whether or not you have the ability to be live, make comments like all these giants in the faith do here with me, that's not the important part. The important part is that you join together with a group of believers and receive communion. We do it every day of the week here at the Community of Faith. If you can't meet with us, then you go to the website, my name, SamuelJCottle.com, and click on the communion tab, and it's right there for you to read through it in Jesus' name. Are you ready? Hold your elements up. Let's bless them together right now. Pray this with me. I bless and sanctify these elements.
I bless and sanctify these elements.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
We're wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace.
The chastisement for my peace
is upon you, Lord.
Is upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes I am healed.
And by your stripes I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supplying in my body.
Every joint supplying in my body.
From your body, Lord.
From your body, Lord.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community of faith.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen and amen. Let's receive his broken body together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you paid this price for us in Jesus' mighty name. And now we lift up the cup of blessing. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation.
I have reconciliation.
With you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin. Has been placed in remission.
Has been placed in remission.
In my life.
In my life.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
Old things have passed away.
And all things have become new.
And all things have become new.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
And I come boldly to the throne room of grace.
I come boldly to the throne room of grace.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
And the word of my testimony.
And the word of my testimony.
I overcome.
I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague has to pass over.
Every plague has to pass over.
And cannot be on me or my family.
And cannot be on me or my family.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be.
And I will always be.
The glorious church.
The glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let's receive his bloodshed.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
For your blood that was shed.
Amen.
Amen. Well.
Amen.
We might as well sing it. I always want to sing that song Crystal Gayle sings, and I don't know it good enough yet. You ready? The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary. The blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power, for it reaches to the highest.
flows to the lowest valley.
The blood
that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power.
Now, just so you know, all of the sopranos were singing on tune. We just weren't all on the same note at the same time. And if Mr. Google really knew what he was doing, he could have us all matched perfectly. But guess what, Mr. Gates? You don't have it perfected yet, sir, so get your stuff together. There.
I think we sounded absolutely wonderful.
Amen.
Why don't you ask God what he thinks?
Let's ask who?
God.
All right, then.
Huh?
All right, go ahead.
He told me he loved it.
Amen. Guess what? We all loved it too, didn't we?
Yes.
All right. I'm on a strict assignment to be done quickly. So you ready? Somebody read Jude. You got Jude up, Sister Phyllis?
Yeah. Verse 20-25.
Amen.
But
hold it. Hold it just a second. And Mary or Rebecca, you get up. Mark 10:29-30. One of you do it. One of you got your Bibles close?
I'm going to pass.
All right. All right. Are you going in the left lane, or is there an actual passing lane there?
I'm going up.
All right.
Okay. Now listen. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life.
Amen.
And on some have compassion, making a distinction, but others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. Now unto him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, in glory and majesty, dominion and power, now and forever. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen and amen. Philip, Rebecca, do you have those verses?
Can you say it again? What was it?
Mark 10:29-30.
Okay. I like doing this, but I'm just not prepared tonight.
You better not show up again not prepared, because we're going to call on you all the time.
You want me to read it?
Yeah, go ahead. No, Rebecca's
okay.
Got it.
Wait a minute. I'm trying to eat watermelon at the same time.
Oh, no, you got to put the watermelon down.
It's my ice cream.
I
ate
the ice cream. 29 and 30?
Yeah.
You want me to read it, Rebecca?
Are you guys waiting on me?
Yes, we're waiting on you. You said you were going to read it, so we was waiting.
I misunderstood.
That's all right. Phyllis has it. She'll read it. Go, Phyllis.
Okay. So Jesus answered and said, "Assuredly, I say to you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake in the Gospels, who shall not receive a hundredfold now in this time, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions and in the age to come, eternal life."
Amen. Now, I speak that over every one of you. Everybody put your hands out like this and say it with me. Tonight, Lord.
Tonight, Lord.
I sow my time, my talent, and my treasure.
I sow my time, my talent, and my treasure.
To be a blessing to anyone.
To be a blessing to anyone.
Who will hear this video in the future.
Who will hear this video in the future.
Bless their life, I pray.
Bless their lives, I pray.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
I receive my hundredfold.
I receive my hundredfold.
That you said is mine.
That you said is mine.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
And we preach the gospel.
And we preach the gospel.
Right here. And around the world.
Right here and around the world.
Around the world.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. And amen.
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 Amen. And amen.
And amen. All right. That's it. I don't know that we've ever been out at this time ever. But I'm not going to spoil what the Holy Spirit told me to do, so... I have to be obedient. I call you blessed. Thanks for being a part of this program with us tonight. And remember, tomorrow, we don't have noon prayer on Saturdays, but we'll see you here tomorrow night for Ask the Pastor or, you know, it's a question and answer session. Jesus is alive and well. So send in your questions. Anything about the Holy Spirit conference you saw, ask any question you want to ask because it'll be a blessing to you and everyone else who hears it. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name.
Good night, everybody.
Good night
to you. Good night, sweetheart.
Bless you, Kathy.
Love you guys.
Bless you, Roger, Oxy. We love you. Bless all of you on Blog Talk Radio, YouTube Live, and Facebook.
See y'all tomorrow night.
With bells on.
What'd you say?
She said, with bells on.
With bells.